The arduous job of recovery is underway in Central Florida, where Hurricane Charley killed 19 people and left thousands homeless. About 800,000 people are still without power as agencies scramble to get relief to the hardest hit areas. Federal officials say more than 20,000 Floridians have sought federal housing aid. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
On Monday, the San Pedro Church in Northport was bustling with activity. Toddlers played in one corner of the building while retirees started a card game. Betty and Jim Saliot from Port Charlotte have been at this Red Cross shelter since Sunday.
Our place has no power and no telephones, so that's why we're here.
They're playing canasta and chatting with Diane Westcott, who fled the Maple Leaf Golf and Country Club in Port Charlotte.
Mobile home park, which is a mangled mess right now.
They've been able to clean up in a makeshift outdoor shower and spent the night sleeping on floor mats.
And crowded.
Better not to go to the bathroom, better watch where you're stepping.
Yeah.
Because you're going to step on someone.
It's better than laying there sweating.
State officials say more than 2,000 people filled shelters on Monday, some to escape the heat, others because they have nowhere else to go.
My house is totally destroyed. So we've been going from home to home. Now I'm out of homes. So we ended up here.
Linda Woody and her two young daughters lived in a mobile home in Punta Gorda. Now, 10-year-old Elizabeth and 7-year-old Cheryl are eating roast beef and mashed potatoes from a self-heating cardboard container.
Does that taste good? Better than peanut butter? That was going to get old.
She can't eat. Woody, whose husband died 2 years ago, is at her breaking point. She's been evacuated from her mobile home, then the house where she took shelter because of damage. Now she's lost touch with her parents, who had to flee Charlotte County to find health care for her father, who's on dialysis and oxygen.
So nobody knows where we are, and we don't know where they are. But we're all alive, you know, so we do know that much.
Clutching a styrofoam cup in shaky hands, Woody has no idea what the future holds.
What am I going to do now? No. I'm just going to take them one day at a time. At least, you know, we got a place to stay right now. So, and there's air conditioning, so that's good. And coffee. I need my coffee.
Countless others are in the same predicament. Right now, relief organizations and government agencies are trying to get them the basics: food, water, portable toilets, protection from afternoon thunderstorms. But soon, the focus must turn to where storm victims will live during the rebuilding effort, according to Charlotte County Emergency Management Director Wayne Saliday. He's asked the federal government to send in temporary housing.
Travel trailers, modular homes, whatever the case may be, to get that rolling. We can't mess around. And with the environment that we're dealing with, like that thunderstorm and with the heat, the whole idea of tents, it's ludicrous. That's not going to be the answer.
The question, he says, is where to put them in this county still buried in the rubble that Charley left behind. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Sarasota, Florida.